Okay, folks, welcome to People's Rights Sunday meeting. Appreciate y'all being here. If you wouldn't mind, anybody that's new for the first time here at People's Rights, would you raise your hand? All right. Let's start over here. What's your name and how'd you hear about us?
Well, you don't, but most of the lucky people I know already.
All right. Welcome. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Hi, my name is Bobby Mathis, and I was invited by Sheba DeGary.
All right. All right. Welcome, Bobby.
Thank you.
And everybody else, how about you? This is the first time here for you, right?
I was here, but I know you. But
yeah.
My name is David Allen, and I'm part of the group on the email list, so I just decided to come today.
Awesome. Glad you're here. So, before we get started, I just wanted to make a quick comment about freedom of speech. What is freedom of speech? Are we talking about speech that everybody likes? Are we talking about speech that some people don't like? Are we talking about belligerent speech? Are we talking about unpopular speech? Because that's the only form of speech that needs any protection, is the unpopular speech. Things that people don't want to hear. That's what the First Amendment is there to protect, is freedom of speech to say what is on your mind. And that's what this forum is all about. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a speaker today. We have the lovely Sheba with us today. And so Sheba's going to give us a little talk. And then after that, we're going to have a Q&A session with her. And then following that, we have an open mic session. So if you've got something you want to say, an event you want to promote, or just anything you want to talk about, you can step on up to the mic and really find out what a free speech venue is all about. So that having been said, welcome everybody. I'd like to introduce Sheba DeGary. She's the founder of the Beverly Hills Freedom Rally. Sorry about that, folks.
Oh, that's you?
Should have turned this off.
That was me for me.
Or put it in a Faraday pouch.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry about that. Okay. So let me try that again. I'd like to introduce Sheba DeGary. She's the founder of Beverly Hills Freedom Rally. And that just went huge and viral for all those of you that don't know that. That was a very, very big event for Southern California. And Sheba is a Christian and a mother of one child. And she's also a world-class fitness competitor and a fitness instructor. So I'd like to invite Sheba up to the mic and have her give us a talk today. Thanks, Sheba.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for being here today. I really appreciate it. I want you to know that you guys are my family. I've lost my family since all of this process, but I've gained a really strong family, one that at least the close people I'm with, one that loves this country and loves God. And I think that's one thing that is majorly lacking in society now is we've kicked God off the throne. And it's very sad because this is our creator. And look at this miraculous body that he made. Look, especially mine. No, just kidding. So I want to tell you how I got involved into politics. I was never into politics. The first time I voted, sadly, I voted for Obama. And I know, boo, right? Boo. And the reason I did was because, like I said, I wasn't involved. I didn't really know what was going on. I was living in this liberal bubble. And as you guys know, Hollywood is very liberal. And I would go to Sportsman's Lodge with my girlfriend. And we were friends with a lot of people that were there. And there was a music union people that were there. and we'd lay out with them and, you know, have a nice chat. And they told me, hey, would you like to be on a call with Obama with us? I was like, okay. And, you know, he's doing all his schmoozing, you know, and they're like, you got to vote for Obama. He's going to be great. And the first black president, you know, we all got into that identity politics stuff. We got pulled into it. We're like, yeah, that would be so cool. We'd have the first black president, you know, and I got sucked in and I voted for him. And then when he gave money to Iran, which is where I'm originally from, so I am an immigrant, but not an illegal alien. And we need to know the difference between the two. I am an immigrant from Iran. We left Iran right before the revolution. And when he gave money to those evil mullahs, I was like, oh, hell no, am I going to ever vote for that guy again? Okay. And the next election, I just didn't vote for anyone. There was nobody there. Ted Cruz just seems a little bit slimy to me, and he still is, especially when he said he wanted to make a bill where if you got the inoculation, I'm going to say that in case you put this on social media because you know how they censor us, and if you got the inoculation, then you can get on a plane without a mask. And that was Ted Cruz, okay? I'm sorry, but I'm not for anybody that takes away our God-given inalienable rights. I'm against all of that. And I am a very free spirit, but I also want to follow the path of the Holy Spirit, not just a spirit, because we know there's some bad ones out there, right? So I remember sitting on the couch with my ex-boyfriend watching the news, and they were talking about WikiLeaks. And I started reading the WikiLeaks. And I was like, wow, that's very disturbing, some of this stuff that's coming out in WikiLeaks, okay? Pizzagate, I believe, is real. I know a lot of people don't want to believe that Pizzagate is real, that there might be human trafficking, children trafficking. But what they're doing with our children should open people's eyes by now. I mean, they're trying to sexualize them at age 5 and put them on hormone blockers. Isn't that against the Nuremberg Code, using our children as guinea pigs? I mean, so they want to sexualize them, too. There's this little child that I met. He was 7 years old, came to my dance class, said his name, and said, I'm transgender at age 7. I said, no, you're not. You're a boy. And I was asking his mom, like, why is he saying that? I don't understand. And his mom said that when he was younger, that he'd like to wear dresses. And I said, well, where's his father? Well, the father didn't even live in the state. And I said, okay, so does he have any, like, buddy to look up to that's male? Like, a coach or anything? No. And I said, well, that's easy to understand why he's wearing a dress. He's got you and the sister wearing dresses. He doesn't have any male influence in his life. Well, she had taken him, I think at age 5, to Children's Hospital. So don't ever bring your child to Children's Hospital. Okay? Don't ever do that. And they told him, by himself, by the way. So they took him in a room without his mother. I would never allow that. Period. I would be in the room with my child. And if I saw a doctor saying some kind of weird stuff like that to my kid, that would be it. I'd grab my child's hand and I'd walk right out. Well, alone in the room, they're telling the child that you can pick your gender, you should change your name, and then, of course, they want to give the hormone blockers because these people are in bed with Big Pharma. Another note I want to tell you is, before 1981, it used to be illegal for Big Pharma to propagate on magazines and television. Well, why is that? Because nobody's going to bite the hand that feeds them. And where is most of our medication being made, folks?
China.
China, correct. So literally our media is beholden to our enemy. And we know this because of, what was that guy's name, Swalwell? Was it Swalwell had a Chinese spy that he... Yeah, Fang Fang. And I, is it true that she died, by the way? Do you guys know?
Yeah,
I heard that she was in a plane crash. I mean, but it could be. Listen, there are some conspiracy theories out there, and they do this on purpose because then we share it and then they gaslight. So it's always good to do your investigation. So I'm going to say there could be, that could be something that happened to her. Don't know for a fact. So do not quote me as that being a fact. Okay. Cause I'd rather do my research and make sure that what I'm saying is true, because I do not want to spread falsehoods. Okay. And of course, we had Dianne Feinstein. She had a Chinese spy working for her for what, 20 years? And they said it was her driver, but also her office manager. That's something that they leave out, okay? So that's concerning that we have all of this stuff going on, and China's been basically infiltrating like all levels of our society here in America, and we've allowed it. You know, where's Homeland Security? So all of these things, you know, just started going, wow. Like, my eyes were opening to all of this evil, especially WikiLeaks. I would say that was the start, was WikiLeaks and reading WikiLeaks. And we know that it's 100% accurate. These are just leaks, okay? Nobody is saying that it isn't on either side. And it's really sad about Julian Assange, by the way. I mean, the one thing that I was upset about Trump is that he didn't do anything to help Julian Assange. I think he should have done that. And I think on both sides would have been happy about that, because there's people on both sides that really like the guy, you know? There's a few things. Of course, pushing the jab as well. That was totally wrong. Even though he says, yeah, it should be your right to choose. But you know what? Make sure that what you're pushing is legit. I mean, it didn't take many of us to figure it out quickly that these jabs were poisonous. I mean, even their own study, Pfizer's own study that they released, had over 1,200 deaths. And what did they do? They pulled baby food that they didn't even have a study on because several children died. They probably died because their mother was probably breastfeeding them that got the jab. I mean, think about it. So there's so many inconsistencies, and I'm like a street smart person. Like, I didn't go to much college. Like, I went to junior college, but I'm a street smart person. I started a business at a young age. Shiva's Dance and Fitness. So I learned just by doing. You know, there's a lot of people that will read books and they do not know anything about human behavior or many things to that matter. So after that, I was very vocal on Facebook, which obviously, you know, the tyranny of Facebook and all of the social media platforms, I'm sure many of you have dealt with that. You go to jail when they don't like what you say. You know, Twitter, I was kicked off the day Robert Malone was kicked off. I had 3 accounts and they kicked all of mine off. So we must have been on a list, you know, and they just didn't want anybody to refute their nonsense and their lies and their genocide, really, because it's genocide that we've pushed these jabs on the human race, okay? I mean, seriously, their own study, 1,200 people died. 1,200 people, 9 pages of adverse events. It just boggles my mind that we don't have investigations into these people. We're not putting them in prison. I don't know how this is possible. There's enough of us that have dealt with this. We've seen family members or loved ones die or be injured from this. And I don't know why this is happening, but back to politics. So I started being political. And then I'm seeing people I know personally attacking me. And I'm thinking, what America do we live in? We used to be America that had free speech. And it would be like we would have debates, but they would be loving. They wouldn't be hateful. We wouldn't call each other names. And we would come to some truth that way, through debate. That's the American way. And I'm finding out that people that were very close to me at the time just cut me off. Just cut me out of their lives. And I have to say it was hurtful. So, you know, I went through a lot of pain. But then I think of the book of Job and I'm like, I never went through that much pain that he did, so I can handle this. So I keep thinking, you know what? It could always be worse, right? And whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger too. Then I started going to rallies, you know, freedom rallies. We went to Eric Garcetti's and I met several people. I don't know in here. Well, Toshio, but Toshio isn't here. Ben, were you there?
No.
No? Okay. And I would say, let our people go, you know, like he's like acting like a pharaoh, you know, like marching in the big, you know, they hate walls, except for the ones around their own homes. You know what I mean? It's a big wall. And I just prayed. I was like, God, what else can I do to be obedient to you? And the light bulb went on. You need to start a rally in Beverly Hills and it will be successful. So I started it out at Burger Lounge, and Rudy from the Beverly Hills Conservative Club also collaborated and brought people from there. And I was in like 90 Facebook groups that I posted it. And it started out with like 20 something people. Then the next week it got bigger and it got bigger. And then I think it might have been Joe Reitkopf. Does anybody know Joe Reitkopf? I don't know why I have a hard time saying her name. She's lovely. Lovely woman. And I believe that it was her that reached out to Walk Away and said, you know, there's a group here that's already, you know, pro-Trump and pro-freedom. You know, you guys should come to the park. So they ended up having a walk from West Hollywood into Beverly Hills, and then those people decided to come to ours every week because ours was right after that. So it intertwined and it made it bigger and bigger. And then, of course, the fake news has to attack. So I was on a bullhorn and I'm like, I don't give a rat's ass about Breonna Taylor, you know, because because we're about honesty, right? Yes. We don't have to virtue signal to people like, look at, I'm such a good person. I just love Breonna Taylor, you know? She's just a wonderful person, even though she had a dead body in a car that she rented, you know? It's like, I mean, it's insane what the media tells us to believe. And it's not so much Breonna Taylor, it's the media narrative that I do not align with, okay? Would I wish that Breonna Taylor lived a different life? Of course I do. I wish she lived a more godly life and didn't have these criminals. And I think she probably was one of them because both of her boyfriends were criminals. Yeah. And she was on the warrant, by the way. It was her car and her residence that were on the warrant. They don't tell you that in the media. Brandon Tatum, I've been following him for a long time. And that is where I got that information because he was a police officer. And so he gets a lot of inside, you know, inside scoop from the police officers, which is also what I did. I got a lot of inside from some of the people that work for the Beverly Hills Police Department. But like I said, there's a lot of people in the hierarchy that are corrupt. And the chief of police at the time, Dominic Rivetti in Beverly Hills, was corrupt. Why? Because this guy called me up and said if I have my rally at Beverly Hills Garden Park again, that he would arrest me. Yeah. No. Not the people destroying Rodeo Drive and the park, but us, okay? Us peaceful, real peaceful protesters, you know? We sometimes will have people there to protect us, you know? And they want to say that they are violent. No, they're not violent. They're protecting us from violence. When they see somebody coming at us, they stop it, you know? And, of course, they want to define all of us as Q conspirators, you know? Some of us don't believe in it. Some of us do. We're all individuals. They love to lump us up into that mob mentality, which is not the conservative group. The conservative group is full of very diverse religions and background. We were the most diverse. They would come in there with their Antifa and they would have like one black guy, okay? And then that one black guy, they wouldn't even let you talk to him. They treated him like That's our slave. Like, you know, you're not allowed to talk to him. He's not allowed to hear anything you have to say. And that's how they treated these people. And I thought, this is disgusting. I remember this very, very white Antifa member. Very white. Whiter than me. She was telling me I had white privilege. And first I went, like, my face went. Then I looked down and I'm a lot tanner than you. And number one, I'm an immigrant. I'm from Iran. And you saying that I have white privilege, what does that say about anybody that has darker skin than you? Does that mean that they're below you? That's white supremacy. But these people are so stupid. And it was funny because she just stood there like, ding, 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 ding. It's like, it was pretty hysterical, I have to say. Pretty hysterical. So we were getting these people, young people, to think. And we noticed that some of these people that were on the other side, that were Antifa members, started coming into our camp and were happy and having a good time. They're like, you know what? Because we're full of love. We love this country. We're not, it's not about hate. You know, we aren't the party of hate. We're the party of love and tolerance. We tolerate as long as it's not illegal. Okay? Coming into our country, you know, over open borders is illegal. And we're going to call it illegal aliens. We're not going to change this. They're not immigrants. They're immigrants that are illegal aliens. That's really what it is. Immigrants that are illegal aliens. So I'm an immigrant that came here legally from my father came here illegally. And listen, I'm not even mad at the immigrants that come here illegally. I'm not mad at them. I'm mad at our lawmakers here. Sanctuary. What are you doing? You're encouraging lawlessness. Of course people, and when you tell them they're going to get free this, free that, on whose dime, by the way? It's been on our dime. That's the problem. It's been on our dime that they're encouraging lawlessness and people are dying. Yep. Girls are getting raped. They have rape trees where they fling up the underwear into these rape trees. It's very, very sad. And that's what I try to tell people on the left because, you know, they're bleeding hearts, but they're not using their brain that God gave them. And that's what we're trying to wake them up to, is you got to start using your brain. When you do this, the coyotes are making a lot of money, you know, trafficking humans. The drug cartels are having, you know, free, it's like free, it's so easy to bring in the fentanyl. And we've had, what, over 100,000 people die from fentanyl in less than a year? And where's the outrage? I thought every life mattered. Every life matters, that's why you need to wear your muzzle and you're gonna kill grandma, you know? I call it a hijab. I mean, coming from Iran, it's the same psyop. Okay? Iranian women have to wear the hijab because they're told if they're not, they're going to be raped. Okay? Here, they have to wear the hijab so they don't kill grandma. Psyop. And that's why when I was on Inside Edition about 2 years ago, yes, I called him out on that. I said, this masking is grooming for the vaccine. And I knew that that was going to be the next bioweapon. I knew it. Because these people have pretty much told us what they were doing. Yep. Okay, if you follow Klaus Schwab or Event 201 or the Rockefeller Foundation and all of this stuff, they're telling us what they're going to do. This is what's going to happen. And Fauci said there was going to be a virus. He told us, what was that, 2019 he told us? That during the Trump administration there would be a virus? Yeah, Peter Daszak. Yeah, you funded him with our money at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So yeah, we know this. So they created this first bioweapon, but who did it affect? The elderly, and what do they do to the elderly? They sent COVID patients into nursing homes. Five governors signed executive orders to do that. And then what do they have to do is to get him out of office, they made an allegation, Cuomo, is that how you say it? Governor Cuomo. Cuomo. I can never say his last name. It's like a I don't know. My mouth just doesn't want to go Cuomo. Maybe it's because it's like allergic to that. You know, I'm allergic to his name. I'm allergic to him. Yes. So they made this sexual allegation because it's the lesser of two evils, but it's a way of getting him out. No, you were a mass murderer. That's what you were. You were a genocidal murderer, and you should go to jail in prison as more than, I mean, serial killers kill what? Like maybe 20 people? How many people did he kill?
Thousands.
Correct, thousands. And then look what they did with Governor Whitmore. They had the Wolverine Watchmen that were on Facebook. So this is how it works. Facebook obviously works for the CIA. Okay? They see a group of guys, white guys, because they have to make sure they keep that you know, rhetoric going that it's those evil white supremacists. You know? So they get the white guys that love guns, and they infiltrate it. And then they get a honeypot, too. So they get some sexy girl that's like, you know, sexy girl in the CIA, you know, like, woo, let's sleep together and smoke some pot, you know, and whoa. And the guy's like, yeah, she's hot. Yeah, we should go and, you know, kidnap Governor Whitmore. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, that's a wonderful idea. And then she's like, yeah, we should, you know how it is. You know how it is. That's how Julian Assange got in trouble, you know. Another honeypot, okay? So we keep seeing the scenario happen over and over again. And these guys were exonerated because they found out it was the top echelons, you know, or these people in the CIA. Oh, one, by the way, he apparently got kicked out of the CIA because he went to a swingers party with his wife, got drugged up, and then bashed his wife's head in. Yeah, that was one of them. That was a guy that was leading the pack to this Wolverine Watchman, okay? And Governor Whitmore. Then there was another guy. Apparently, he had this scam to take people's trailers. So he had this fraud scam. So they seem to be having some amazing people work for the CIA. I mean, wow. It's like, if you're a criminal, you know, you're a swinger, it's like, man, you'd like to do drugs? Yeah, you're in. I mean, it's just a backwards world, right? And I got to tell you another thing that I did a little investigation on, just because I'm very interested in digging deep into some of these things. And remember when Trump tweeted about, was it Morning Joe? What's that guy's name, Morning Joe, on CNN? What's Scarsborough? That's his name. How do you say it? See, another word I can't say very well. So you guys got it. But Morning Joe, and you know, one of his staffers died of a head injury. Okay, and that was very odd. And Trump's like, you know, why haven't anybody really investigated this? Right? So I always look at the medical examiner, because the medical examiner is the fixer. So you always look at that. So I did. And guess what I found out about the medical examiner? He had a storage unit that he forgot to pay his bills, so they auctioned it off, and when they opened it up, there was 100 bins of dead bodies inside.
Oh, wow, that's right.
I swear to God. So why isn't anyone doing any investigations? This is simple. I mean, wow. And whose dead bodies are those? Are they the Clinton cartel? Are they the Biden cartel? I mean, seriously. We have these major mafiosos and sus, you know, Nancy Pelosi, running our country. Look at her father. Look at Nancy Pelosi's father. He was totally in bed with the mob. We've got four crime families that have destroyed California. The Browns, the Gettys, the Newsoms, and the Pelosis. And they're getting away with this. So when is it time that we stand up and put these crooks in jail? I mean, what happened to we the people? We need to be emboldened by God, by the way. Because without God, we can't do anything. Okay? So we need to go back to our God roots, because this country was built on believers. And they want to tell you they were deists. That's not true. That's a lie. By the way, I've got a great book for you guys. So write this down. It's Wall Builders. Yes. From the class. The American Story, The Beginnings. And it's by those two. I forgot the Burton. I forgot. Is it Tim Burton? Is it? But there's a Burton. There's Burtons. Yeah, The Wall Builder and his son, co-authors. Yeah. This book is amazing. I've gotten only probably 1/8 of the book, but I cannot believe all the lies I've heard about Columbus, about the Pilgrims, about the Puritans. You know, so much has been totally distorted. So this was before Obama, by the way. We've had Marxism infiltrated for a while, our religious organizations. You've got George Soros, who's an atheist, that puts money into religious organizations. Why? Why? Because he wants to distort the minds of Christians and Jews. And we keep hearing this. Like, I keep hearing this from people that I know. Oh, yeah, our rabbi is so woke. I said, leave. Why are you there? Okay, I've had to go to several different churches to find the right one. And, you know, it's not fun because you make friends at these churches. You know, it's not fun to leave your church. But when they're telling you that, I'll tell you one of them. I'm gonna name names because, you know what? These people need to be named, okay? Bel Air. Does anyone know Bel Air Press? Well, now I think it's just Bel Air Church. I think they took the Presbyterian off of it. Drew was, you know, not opening his church up during the lockdowns. And he did this podcast with an actor that was black. And he's telling this black actor, you know, by the way, victimizing this black actor. And at that time, I had been working as an agent. And it was hard for me to get my white kids out. Like, I needed to have more kids that were black or Latino, or I would have been able to probably get them auditions at that time. So it was the white kids that were actually being discriminated. So I'm thinking, this guy's acting like a victim? That's weird. Because I'm having a problem getting my white kids on auditions. And then Drew says this. Drew says, if it wasn't for me being white, I wouldn't have got my job. Or something to that nature. Not word for word, but I'm paraphrasing. I was like, oh, hell no. I am not going to raise my kid to be guilty about something she was never a part of. You know what I mean? And my child has lighter skin than I do. So I'm, and I revoked my membership there. And then, of course, we had the Shifty Schiff. Remember Shifty Schiff and all his lies? I don't know. Did anybody go? Was it Pasadena that he had this thing for Armenian genocide that he was going to stand up? Okay. Yeah. And by the way, if this is really, this is called pandering. Okay. He sees, okay, most of my constituents are Armenian, and I'll just, you know, say, yes, we're going to identify that there's Armenian genocide, even though they got that guy Chink. Is it Chink? That has a group called the Young Turks. Yeah. Exactly. Who calls the Armenian genocide the Young Turks? You can't even make this stuff up. But people are just so brainwashed. You give them a little bit and they just eat it up and they don't see the demon behind that guy and his eyes. I mean, his eyes are weird. They just look demonically possessed, right? I know, bulge eyes. So I went to that by myself. And when he was talking, I couldn't help myself, guys. I said, liar! Like that. And then all of a sudden, I wasn't the only one. It was liar, 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 liar. Then it became a mob, unfortunately, because these people on the left are violent. So I, first of all, I was like huffing and puffing. This guy was kicking my chair from behind.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Then his girlfriend grabbed my wrist.
Oh, no.
Then this big man, looked like a Neanderthal, he passed the two big guys, you know, that were speaking up and saying, you should be in jail for treason. Or, you know, I love those guys, you know, meat and potato, God loving Americans, you know. But this guy wouldn't mess with the men. He came to little old me and started elbowing me like this. Oh, no. And I'm like, cops, hello, I'm being attacked. Are you guys going to do anything? And of course, I was escorted out, even though these people were literally physically assaulting me, which has been many times. Actually, I've been physically assaulted several times, three times, four times in this past couple years. But I keep a smile. They're not going to bring me down. And actually, that was televised, though you don't see who actually said the first liar. You might hear it. That was me. So, yeah, and then I was a part of Screen Actors Guild. And what really pissed me off is when they released the transcript from the bunker of the Capitol that had exculpatory evidence on President Trump. I was pissed. That same day, Screen Actors Guild had a town hall, and guess who their special guest was? Come on, guess. Adam Schiff. I was like, oh, hell no. So I wrote a letter saying that I no longer want to be a part of the union, the satanic union, and I'm out. So, yes, we need to start our own union. We need to start our own own society, our own parallel society. We need to stop, like, funding Disney and Nike and all of these woke organizations, YMCA, Nickelodeon. You saw what they were doing, you know, with the what do they call drag queen story time that they love to do with kids. They love to pervert children's minds because these are pedophiles. I mean, look at Scott Wiener. He loves taking pictures with little kids. And by the way, God has a great sense of humor. Wiener, Scott Wiener, and, you know, and Anthony Wiener, you know, his. And remember what Sidney Powell said? That out of all of these FBI agents, you know, they were disgusted, but weren't a lot of them, didn't they all of a sudden kill themselves? Yeah. A lot of them that saw Wiener's laptop? Yeah. Like a huge portion. Yeah, a huge portion. It was like something crazy. So again, but we have 20 whistleblowers that just came out. So God bless them. But as you see, the Biden regime has, you know, kicked them out of their job.
Yep.
What happened to the whistleblower protection?
Yeah.
They don't want to do it. They don't exist anymore.
Well, obviously, it wasn't there to work for the people. It's only there when there's fake whistleblowers. And we saw that happen. Russian collusion delusion. We found out who was really colluding with Russia. The Clinton camp.
Yeah.
You know? And Biden's, of course, you know, and Ukraine, the $1 billion loan to Ukraine, unless he wouldn't give it to him unless they fired the prosecutor that was looking into his son and Burisma. You know, it's unbelievable that we have these Republicans that have no spines. That's why we really need to get strong people that are willing to lose their lives, just like our founding fathers. Many of them lost their lives. Many have lost their property, but they had a spine. And they knew that, you know what, this is for the future of this country. And many of us are willing to stand strong and not waver and not be coerced or intimidated by the left. And I'm sure you guys saw the fake news about me this week, or some of you have. LA Mag. Yeah, because a lot of us were working for Caruso's team. Because not in line with all of his values. Let me put it that way. But Karen Bass or Caruso?
That's the best one.
It's definitely Caruso. And one thing about Caruso is he is meat in the game. Look what they did to the Grove. The left, the far left did that to the Grove. Do you think he wants that to happen again?
No.
No.
What did they do to it?
Oh, they had their mob there destroy some of the shops there during the lockdowns.
Oh, I
Yeah. So I wasn't like fire to one or I remember there was a yeah. So one of the department stores was it? Okay, I didn't go there during the time. I just remember that the mob went there, and they destroyed that. And by the way, remember I said I have inside scoop with police officers? Some of the police officers I know, they told me that there was a Mercedes going on that you know, they have the tinted windows, and that they would pop their trunk, and they had those bricks, and they were just laying those bricks ready for the mob to come through and destroy. So this was very organized. And this is organized crime. This is terrorism. But of course, this DOJ are the terrorists. The top echelons of the FBI are the terrorists. That's why they point to us that point to them, because they've been doing this for a long time. Yeah, they're making a lot of money. So we have major mafia running our country, and it takes us, you know, all of us, and getting more people to join our efforts, like Beverly Hills Freedom Rally. And that was another thing, the fake news. Perez Hilton doxed me because, like I said, you know, I was saying, I don't give a rat's ass about Breonna Taylor. She was a thug and so was her boyfriend, you know, which is the truth.
Yes.
I wish that she lived a different life, but she chose it. Okay, we have choice. We have free will. God gives us free will. I'm not going to go sell drugs. I think that's awful because then these kids get addicted to that. And you're killing so many children. You know who I really care about? Those poor innocent children in Chicago that are just getting slaughtered by these gangs.
Correct.
You know? It's disgusting. So I care about the children mostly because they're innocent. They don't deserve their lives shortened like this. So what we have to do is, number one, make sure that you join groups like this, People's Rights, BeverlyHillsFreedomRally.org. BeverlyHillsFreedomRally.org. And by the way, we have People's Rights as a resource. And we have a lot of great resources there. PERC, you know, Children's Health Defense, a lot of them. So anybody needs a resource, you can look on a resource page. We do rallies. We've done fun ones. Remember the one Patriot Pool Party? Woo! That was fun. And People's Rights were along. We did that in... We coordinated together to do that one. That was very fun. And even the officers don't even know the rights of us, we the people. And they don't realize that they represent us, not these corporations, not the government. They're supposed to protect our rights. So these police officers here in California, California, are being instructed in a different way. And we need to educate them. We need to educate our officers to know that they swore an oath as well, you know, to protect the people and our rights. So I've had so much going on. You guys can ask me questions about it, but I've been attacked a lot. I had to do 20 hours of community service, but thanks to Rhonda Miller, it was only that, and I didn't get a misdemeanor charge, so I'm not a criminal. Why do I say Rhonda Miller? Who's Rhonda Miller? Oh, I think I have a friend named Rhonda Miller, too. Rhonda Kennedy. Sorry. I always get those two confused. So, yes. Thank you for... Yeah. So, thanks to Rhonda Kennedy, I only did 20 hours of community service. And...
Because of the rally?
Yes. Yes. So, for upholding my, you know, First Amendment rights, well, they did nothing about the people that destroyed Rodeo Drive or a park. So it just shows you two-tier justice system. It was an agenda. They had to coerce and intimidate me to stop. And I did for a while because, you know, I'm like, these guys are not even going by the law. They can arrest us and for nothing these days. I mean, we're seeing children being taken care of parents because they don't want their child to be inoculated with hormone blockers. I mean, this is insane. This is really, really scary. And that's why, you guys, if we don't do this now... Just say bye-bye to America. So I want to give you purpose, you know? Whatever I can do to motivate you to get out there, listen, I'm still alive, okay? They try to hurt me, but I'm still alive. They can't shut this big mouth up. And that one, too. Yvette's got it. So it's, and I want everybody that's been a part of the Beverly Hills Freedom Rally to raise their hand right now. So acknowledge that you've been a part of this. Yes. But helping is, I mean, this is what it's a family. We are a family. And you have to know that. You are gaining a family being with us because we love you and we're going to protect you. We'll be there for you. Okay? Any questions?
No, you're good. Right.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you, Shiva. We'll just take a couple minute break here. And Brandon, you can get some rest, and Travis. And we'll come back for a Q&A session. And remember, this part of the meeting is for questions. If you want to make a comment or a statement or anything like that, we're going to have a half hour free speech period after this. But this first half hour is for questions for Shiva. So we'll be back in a minute.
Are we ready for the first question?
Yes, sir.
So, Shiva, there was a video. I forgot what store you were in. I think it was a grocery store, and the security guard threw you to the ground, and you're yelling Civil Rights Act 1964. Whatever happened to that?
I'm glad you asked, because something really crazy just happened with that, okay? So I filed a complaint with the police, and they're supposed to give it to the city attorney, and the city attorney looks at it and sees whether or not it goes through to a hearing. Well, my complaint was kicked to the curb, and he made a complaint that I assaulted him, and that one stuck. So,
we're going to get him.
Yeah, so luckily, I have a dear friend that said, I'm not going to let you do this alone. I'm going to be there for you. So I said, great. And we had to speak to a hearing officer, and you know, he's trying to say stuff like trespass, and she goes, well, that's not what it says. It says that she battered him. And he said that my arms were flailing and that I hit him in the shoulder. First off, my arms weren't flailing. He was trying to grab me. I grabbed onto something, and then he grabbed me, and it pulled the thing off. You know, like where you put your credit card? Uh-huh. I held on dear life because he was grabbing me and pulling me. And I was just hanging on, and he pulled me and pulled the thing off of the, you know, the counter. And so all of it was a lie.
It was.
And it was interesting that he wasn't there for the hearing, you know, like
probably.
Yeah. So he can make a false allegation of me. It's on video. It's completely on video. Yes.
You never touched him.
He actually, I don't know if you saw it, but when he was on the counter, he did a headlock on me.
Yes, he did.
And I went under it. Yes. And it got scratched. I was scratched here on my neck, and then I had a swollen forearm when he grabbed me so hard, and then he threw me to the ground. But yeah, I have to sue him, and I have to sue the store, and I have to sue Allied Universal. The thing is, with lawsuits, it takes money.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to help me out, you can go to my website. And I used to have PayPal, but PayPal deleted my account because they're fascist. Yeah. But I have Gifts and Go. So if you want to donate some money for that, mm-hmm. You can even say, like, this is what it's for, because I do want to sue him. It's just that I'm on a single mom salary and I don't make a lot of money. So that's the only way I'd be able to do it, to be able to hire an attorney.
What city did that happen in?
LA.
Yeah, West LA.
Got it.
Yeah, Ralph's on Olympic, like near Beverly Glen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, thanks.
Thank you for the question. I appreciate it.
So there's some thoughts about, Biden not, you know, moving on from being president in terms of, you know, him losing in the event that he does. Hopefully maybe Trump, you know, wins again. But nonetheless, what do you think about the future of Biden, you know, doing the walk of shame? Will he do it, or will he, you know, call in the FBI and the military? And what do you think would happen?
With Biden, he's just a puppet. You know, Biden doesn't even know what he's saying.
Yeah.
That's why he needs
exactly.
his cue cards,
yeah.
You know. I don't even think Biden knows he's on Earth, planet Earth, right now.
Nope.
You know?
True.
And that's what they want, though. They need puppets, because anybody that has a brain that works isn't going to go along with this unless they have dirt on them. And I think a lot of these people have dirt. I mean, I would love to see the black book or who was on Jeffrey Epstein's island. I think that would be like the piece of the puzzle that's missing, that we're like, why are so many people, why did they have him by the balls? And also, I don't know if you guys remember, there was a lady that was a madam in Washington. The Washington madam, what was her name? Do you guys remember? Deborah Palfrey. Deborah Palfrey was a Washington madam. She went on an Alex Jones show saying that she was fearful of the FBI and CIA. And that she felt that they were following their Johns, because their Johns, a lot of them are politicians. There is so much dirt in D.C. It's disgusting. So, yeah, a lot of people cheating on their wives, you know. And that they were using these people to control them. And it doesn't shock me. And so she made a deal. I think it was it NBC that she was going to give her black book to divulge the names. She thought that this would keep her safe. Like, is to divulge the names and you know, on a mainstream media, this would keep her safe. But she didn't realize it's the mainstream media in bed with the CIA and the top echelons of the FBI. And she basically caused her own death, you know? And she was hung. They said she hung herself. Okay, I'm sorry, but I don't know women that hang themselves. They take pills, okay? Women like to be beautiful even when we die, okay? We don't want to have our eyes bulging out of her head and her head, like, exploding. Just saying, you know? And it wasn't just her. It was also another one of her... her workers, her night workers, what do they call them? Prostitute, but is another, they call them the higher, what is the higher ranks of prostitution?
Escort.
Escort, thank you, escort. I was like, woman of the evening. Like, it's like, it's like this. Yes, woman of the night. Like, I'm so silly. I'm not into that, so, you know, it's just not my thing.
Cool.
But, yeah, this Deborah Palfrey, it would be interesting to see who was in that book, too.
Yeah. Okay.
So that book and who was in Epstein's Island, because there were cameras in those rooms. There was cameras in Lolita Express. And look at the name, Lolita Express.
Yeah.
It's literally talking about pedophilia. It was a movie about this guy that was dating the mother and then dated the daughter that was underage. I mean, gross.
Yeah. And lastly, I want to tell you, you're awesome, because when you were in Chase Bank and you wouldn't wear the mask, I was videoing you going live. So I have that, even though they deleted it.
Oh, please give it to me, because I need that. Yeah.
I'll search that out. But you stood your ground and you weren't treated fairly. And that's good how you did that. So thank you, Shiva. You're awesome.
Thank you. And by the way, with that one, what's really interesting about the Chase Bank is that was up like 3-4 hours and it had 50,000 hits.
Yes. Yeah.
And Chase Bank, the banks, again, this is the cabal, the banks, the insurance companies, the hospitals, you know, the unions, not all of them, but a lot of them, the government. We have this cabal that works in lockstep with each other. And it was just clear as day when they took it down that Facebook is also working with the banks. And they're like, oh, we can't have this. You need to take that down.
Well, I had my phone. I had two phones, and one, I was recording it just to protect you, and I figured they would probably, you know, delete it, so I'll look it up.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Bobby.
Well, Shiva, we love you. Thanks for coming. I was wondering if you could speak to what was it that changed inside of you that got you involved in the first place? What was that?
Protecting children. You know, that was like, I've been a dance teacher to children most of my life. And when I see something so awful as, you know, child trafficking, that really concerns me. And the whole thing about Pizzagate, they won't tell you about, is why is this Elefantis? Why was he one of the most influential people in Washington? He's a pizza owner. That's weird. And then they were all friends with each other, like Brock, you know? All of these people were friends. And then they would make really weird Instagrams, you know, talking about, you know, the death, whatever, you know, this is where we do this. And they would say stuff and like be all in blood. And it was just gross. And normal people, that's frightening to us. And of course, Marina Abramovic. I don't know if any of you guys know about spirit cooking and Marina Abramovic.
Oh, yeah.
That is some really evil stuff. You know, that's very cultish, satanic, and evil. You know, like, why are they doing this? And it's because we're really dealing with good and bad. Really, that's what it is. If we want to go on the basis of what we're dealing with, it's between good and evil. And I want to be on the side of good, you know, and God is separating the sheep with the goats right now. It's obvious.
Yeah, I agree. You spoke a little bit about Julian Assange, and I'm sure you're familiar with Snowden and how all the whistleblowers are being treated. So do you see a message behind the way they're being treated?
The message is that the top echelons of our government are wicked. They're evil. And even if they don't know they're being run by the devil, they are. They're being run by a demonic force. You know, the real evil is these people, their unholy trinity is money, power, and control. Mine is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So, you know, and look at what they've done. I mean, look at Microsoft. They had Marina Abramovic on Good Friday of all days, you know, release this virtual reality goggles with her in it. And if you watch it, it looked like a satanic cult thing talking about, oh, you can live forever through virtual reality. You know, well, I'm going to live forever through Christ, my Lord, Savior. You know, this is why it's so disturbing, because they're totally trying to corrupt the minds of people to follow in their ways. I'm not following in their ways. I'm going to follow in God's ways. And listen, the devil will take your hook here and there. That's why I say to people, start opening up your Bible and reading it. Start really getting strong in your faith, because we have to have the shield of God on us right now, really. And let it just bounce off. You know what I mean? We're going to be the light in this world. And the only way we can do that is becoming better at what we believe in. I want to be a better Christian. And people go, it's not the works. Actually, faith without works is dead. So, of course, we need, where's the fruits? You got to show the fruits of what the Holy Spirit is doing inside you. And trust me, I used to swear like a sailor, and I can tell you something that just happened to me recently. I was taking a bath, and I was praying to God and listening to Derek Prince. I don't know if anybody heard of Derek Prince. He's a pastor. He's dead now, but you can watch like YouTube videos about witchcraft and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, is my stumbling blocks are swearing. I swear way too much and getting angry way too easily. So these are two major stumbling blocks of mine. And I'm asking the Lord, like, Lord, how can I get rid of these? He said, stop drinking. And I was like, okay, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to stop drinking. And what was so cool about this is the video of Derek Prince ended on YouTube, and it went right into Luke talking about how John the Baptist wasn't able to drink wine or beer. And I'm like, right there. So as of June 14th, I haven't drank a lick of beer or alcohol. All right. So, and we're trying to purify ourselves, you know what I mean? And be better and closer to the Lord. I want to be closer to the Lord. I want to hear the Lord. You know what I mean? And I feel the more we live a righteous life, the more we're going to hear the Lord. And we're going to know how to walk in the ways of the Lord. And that's why I think we need that armor of God, you know? Really, we need an armor of God right now.
Hey, General Shiva.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, I got a Heineken 0% waiting on you anyway. My question is, springboarding off of what you're talking about, how do we get more people motivated and inspired to come join us in your opinion? We're all doing different things, but it's kind of coming down to the, you know, the wire right here. before we have to, you know, change strategy again. So in your opinion, what do we need to do to get more people to do what you're talking about and get out there and not be afraid?
Well, that's the thing, is we've got to stop being afraid. And how can we stop being afraid? Is being connected to the Lord, being connected to the Holy Spirit, because then you have the back of the Almighty. Okay. And we should never feel weird talking to strangers. So I talk to strangers all the time. And yes, people will get triggered and they'll start yelling and swearing and getting crazy. But you know what? You fed them a seed of truth. They're going to remember this stuff, and their eyes are now going to be a little bit more open. Okay? So right there, they're going to save face. They're going to be nasty to you. But I've had people that have been really nasty to me come back a year or 2 years later saying, you know what, Shiva? You were right about everything. So the thing is, you're going to have to deal with this, and you're going to have a tough spine. You know, you're going to have to be like Teflon, like everything bounces off of you. And I talk to people in the line at the grocery store. I strike up a conversation. And I said, how do you feel about, you know, this Biden administration? How do you feel about those high gas prices and you know, our grocery bills? You know, I do that. And you just got to start talking to strangers, guys. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. That was Patriot Pride. We had such a good time. I swear, the cutest thing that Brendan said is, he goes, you know, 2020 for a lot of people was very depressing, but he goes, that was like the best time of my life. We had these rallies every week and we were having such a ball. It's so cute. I thought that was the cutest thing.
Thank you, Shiva. I just want to say, like, you know, when somebody serves the country, you say thank you for your service. Well, you're like a revolutionary founding father kind of mother of this time of Revolutionary War number two. And I want to say, for your guts and bravery and spunkiness to get out there and do what you do, thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
Hi, you had said that you were working as an agent. Would you explain that?
Oh, yes, entertainment agent, you know, in the entertainment industry. So I was like, I wasn't officially an agent, but I was working under an agency for actors.
Okay.
And we would submit them, you know, and I was having a hard time submitting the kids that are white, you know, have white skin. So that's why I thought, this is crazy that they're victimizing this black man, because this is the time for black people in the entertainment industry. Like, this would be the time. If you wanted to get a career right now in Hollywood, this would be the time for people that are black. I would say go for it.
You know? I think that there was a Nick from Basilico's who spoke at the Beverly Hills Freedom Rally.
Tony?
Tony?
Wait.
Tony.
Yeah, what was his last name? Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, so he spoke there. That was pretty good. Okay.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy, and we've gone over there, and even though it's far, but we've gone and ate over at his restaurant several times.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, we support patriots that stand up for our rights. What was so sad is, you know what Santa Monica did? He had a banner saying, you know, drop the mask and take a cannoli.
Yes.
And then drop the vax and take a cannoli.
No, it was a billboard.
Billboard, yeah. And they covered it up. So that's not freedom of speech. I wish people would have really protested that. I asked him. He said, no, I wanted to protest that. I would have said, what happened to freedom of speech in America? You know, that was wrong, what they did. You know, he spent a lot of money on that. That's not fair.
Yeah, what does that mean, they covered it up?
They painted over it, I think. Didn't they paint it over?
Venice Beach.
And who was that that they...
The Santa Monica City Council, right? Wasn't it? Or was it Venice Beach? Maybe it was the Venice Beach City
Council. Santa Monica, City of Venice.
Oh, Venice Beach City Council, then.
So the city of, sounds like, from what you're saying, the city of Venice Beach had probably contracted to have someone paint that over.
Yes.
Yes.
Or the landlord. It might have been the landlord.
Yeah, who knows what it is, but that right there, we should have figured that one out. I think that one, we should have fought that because, you know, this is wrong. And I'm wondering if we could do like a public records request and find out if these people are getting kickbacks from Big Pharma. Are all of these city councilmen, are they getting kickbacks? Like,
yes, they are.
100%. Oh, they are? Yeah. So you know that for a fact.
I know for a fact.
And right there, that's quid pro quo. Yeah. I thought that was illegal. So
what you're supposed to do is go to the sheriff to report that.
Well, the sheriff, we've tried to do stuff with the sheriff. Yvette, you can talk more about the sheriff because you have a better relationship. I don't have such a good relationship with Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
Are you done, John?
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
So hold on, Ben. Keep that thought.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. So good to see y'all. I've been sitting at home conducting classes on Zoom. I freaking hate Zoom. Do you guys remember when the shutdown was happening?
Yeah.
We were in each other's faces as much as we could. Do you remember? We were like craving it.
Yes.
And we were alone in this park. It's pretty amazing how far we've come. So I just want to comment on the situation. I know you and I spoke, was it last night or the night before?
Yeah.
So Shiva was wronged by the security guard at the Ralphs. Now, I advised her last night to ask her attorney friend who helped her. God bless her for helping you.
Yeah.
It's things like that, you guys, that matter for all of us. Man, my neck hurts. I got to...
There you go.
I'm a little short. I got, like, stilts on. I'm still too short. So I asked you if you could ask her to get the video.
Yes.
Don't request it. Demand it from her. You require the video. She can do it with the letter. And if she wants to bill you for hours, tell me, and we will fundraise that money to get to pay her.
Okay.
Why is it important? Because she has video, and the store has video, and the store cannot destroy that video. If it does, it looks bad for them. And what we're going to see when we look at the video is they're both going to corroborate one another, right? And what that's going to prove, what is it going to prove? Is anybody following my thought? It's going to prove that the dude made a complaint falsely to the police.
Yeah.
Are you guys following me?
Yeah.
And how is that ever going to come about when we have such a corrupt system? It ain't. It ain't going to come about. Because when she went there to make the complaint with Essifa as her witness, they took her account, which was easy. They were there. They showed video. They signed a document. I mean, how much more difficult is that? If you're an officer and you're at the table and you're sitting now as a guy who's a detective, you're there because you have a little experience.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference between the jerk who attacked her and the two women who are there making the complaint. And the fact that he didn't proves to me that there's an underhanded agenda that told him what to do. And that's why they went on the side. But here's where we come in. And this is why it matters that there's many of us. When we file an affidavit and we make a complaint both against that guy, and also against the guy who attacked you, and also against the guy who was the person who oversaw the complaint.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. How many times have you guys been in a courthouse where the guy sitting there on the stand said, but he made me do it? And the judge went, gee, okay, well, if he made you do it, you can get off the stand. You're fine. Go home. Let's talk to the guy who made you do it. They don't do that.
Yeah.
That doesn't work like that. That's why your signature matters, or your autograph, right, John W.? It's your autograph. It is not your signature. Pay attention. It really matters that we follow those details. And it takes a lot of work. I'm going to be honest with you. It takes more work than even I can handle. I mean, I think I've served. Does anybody even have a count? I don't even have a count. How many thousands? We've served over 1,000 affidavits to the superintendents. And I want to sue each one of them because they've ignored us. The only person that didn't ignore us was in Santa Clarita. And she said she was not going to institute anything in Santa Clarita. Those kids all went to school through the entire pandemic without the school being shut down with masks only inside. And that was it. And that's what happens when you get a good group of people like us standing up. And those parents were showing up each time and they were filing affidavits. So my suggestion is get that video. We're going to sign an affidavit.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get character witnesses if we need.
Yes.
And we're going to go after both of those people. Because once we have a corroboration of the facts, which is their video from the store and your video from your phone, we're done.
Correct.
We're done.
Correct.
We just need to follow it to the end. Now, I'm going to point out to you, we've all participated in my affidavits now for 2 years. And we've only seen nothing but failure, failure, failure. And that's not true. And we know for a fact that the affidavits have worked on individual businesses.
So what's your question?
I'm letting her know that I'm going to help her. He said that.
I love it. I love it. That's hilarious.
So I want to point out that if anybody has a situation like this, I can teach you what an affidavit means, and I can help you do it yourself.
So what's your question?
And I've gotten much further along in doing it, so we can definitely come to justice.
Yes.
So let's go with the process, and let's help Shiva. You've got to get this video.
Yes.
Okay? We've got to bring it to justice. Let's follow this to the end. All right.
Thank you. And by the way, I brought some shirts to try to raise money. It might be, let me see if it's in this bag. So these are the Beverly Hills Freedom Rally tank tops, and I'm selling them for $30. They're multiple colors. That's why they're more expensive. They cost me between $20 and $22, so I'm only taking a very little bit of money because... You know how expensive it is these days to have multiple colors and letters. But I wanted to say what I wanted it to say. So I'm going to tell you what it says. Like I said, I want to protect the children more than anything because they are our future. And so the back of this says, you can't believe in equality if you believe in eugenics. Shiva Bagheri, Beverly Hills Freedom Rally, All Lives Matter. So. Any other questions?
I'll take a large. You're getting a double XL.
Let me see. I have a large right here. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Shiva. All right. So thank you very much, Shiva. How about a big hand for Shiva? Thanks. So right now, folks, we're going to open up the mics for anybody that's got something to say. So you can step up to either microphone and have your say. That's what free speech is all about, right?
Sure. Let's give Shiva a big round of applause. Right. She is really, truly in the trenches and kicking major butt. My name is Bobby Mathis, born in Pasadena, live in San Dimas, and I've lived in, you know, L.A., Hollywood. I basically got into politics because I've expanded on my dad's property. I built a house in the city of San Dimas, and I'm not used to my public speaking, so I have to learn how to breathe and talk at the same time. So, so I ran for mayor in the city of San Dimas in 2020, and I had started doing my own Donald Trump rallies. I did a 60-foot long red sign. It's been in the paper. I was all by myself. I'd hire guys to hold it up for me. I did two by myself, and gradually it really exploded. I'm not taking any credit or glory. There was a lot of people that just wanted to, you know, be a part of that whole entire scene. So you can check out the pictures I have them. I love to share publicly and everything. But so anyway, I built a house in the city of San Dimas from the ground up in 2007. My dad had passed away. He's an architect contractor, Jewish architect contractor. We live in Pasadena. Anyway, and so I dealt with a lot of problems politically in the city with land use, renting, you know, living the American dream. And I don't want to say any names, but I did sue the city. It's all public record. I did sue the mayor of the city at the time. And they were in court. My lawyer died. I had to represent myself. My lawyer, Richard Gilbert, he had died. He'd passed on. But then through these experiences, I had built a relationship with a lot of high-powered land use lawyers, one particular in Beverly Hills. Anyway, that being said, I know what that sting of dishonesty and corrupt government and people trying to, you know, whittle away at your... And this was in 2010 and 11 when I'd gone through this. Now, back then, a lot of people, churches, friends, people did not want to get... Everybody was living in fear. So this whole entire 2020 movement had not even been thought about. It was in 2008, 9, 10, and 11. But I'd gone through a lot of sleepless nights. And then when I ran for mayor, there was another person also run for mayor. He's now the current sitting mayor of the city of San Dimas, and he's an amazing guy. I ran for mayor because of the old, disgusting, hateful theology that a lot of city governments had. Now I have mended some hurt relationships, and through God, there's been forgiveness and reconciliation. Moving on, we all learn from, you know, from our mistakes and people and whatever. But anyway, the guy that's the mayor now is an amazing guy. We had same theology, and we both currently ran. He was part of the city council anyway, and he had helped fix a lot of things through, you know, some lawyers and that kind of thing. But anyway, that being said, this is a fantastic group, and we got to, like, you know, keep this momentum forward and supporting, you know, Shiva and what she's doing and all that. And we're all one family. And I love how Shiva put it. We're all family here. And even though sometimes our own particular family might not feel that, you know, what we're doing is so appealing, but this is a great group. So thanks for allowing me to be here. And I love it. I want to come every time there's a meeting. So let me know. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. And just one second. So we'll be here every Sunday. So hopefully we'll see you.
Cool.
for those of you that aren't familiar with People's Rights, I highly recommend that you go and sign up on our website. It's right here on the poster, peoplesrights.org. And all you have to do is put in your cell phone, and then you're part of our texting network. And what that's all about is we are our own police force, so to speak. So when someone's having their rights violated, like Shiva was describing, you can call People's Rights, and you'll speak with an area assistant, and they can dispatch a text alert to the entire membership of People's Rights, and hopefully there is somebody nearby that can come to your assistance. So that's what we're all about, because the people have to defend themselves now, since the authorities are not doing that, and half the time they're the ones violating our rights. So I encourage you to sign up. Your information will be kept private. We do not share the contact information, emails, phone numbers of anyone. Only the area assistants have access to that. And that's so that they can send out alerts if you need it. So your information is protected. It was set up that way on purpose to prevent people from being doxxed and so forth. So please go to People's Rights. And if you look on the cards, which are available here on the table, that link on the back of the card will take you directly to our archives of previous speakers. So you can see the videos and hear the audio from all our previous speakers. It's right there on our Sunday meeting page. So I want to encourage everybody to go look at that also. Thanks.
Hi, everybody. Shiva, thanks so much for speaking here today. You're such a lively speaker. Your enthusiasm's infectious. And you really just know how to go one thought after the other. And that's really important for somebody who's a public speaker. So I really appreciate that. I just wanted to bring people's attention to this man that's running for governor in Idaho. His name's Ammon Bundy. And I know it's Idaho, but I want you to, if you can, please go to his site, Ammon Bundy for governor. I get an email from him. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because he's doing this campaign called Keep Idaho, Idaho. But this applies to everywhere. He has on his site his platform and all these different ideas and things that we need to get back to. They're pretty much, it's back to what our nation was founded on. You know, I'm not going to go into them because it's too much. But please go visit this site, because this is what we need to work on getting done here. We need, you know, these politicians that we have running for office, whether they're a D and R, doesn't matter. They're all part of the corruption. What we need to get to now is citizen statesmen. And if you go over to that table, there is a little thing for Mike McMahon over there. He's running for district, Assembly District 41, which includes this area. If you live around here, you need to vote for this man. He was a City of LA fire police officer that was fired for not taking the jab. So please go over there. And he is a citizen statesman. He's running for Assembly. And that's what we need. We need more citizen statesmen. So please stop voting for the corruption, the turds that are running, and look for people like him and Shiva that are in the areas that are running, and get behind them. And get $10, $20, whatever you can afford to give, give them. Okay? That's my soapbox for this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles. Just a little note on what he was talking about, Ammon Bundy's campaign, Keep Idaho, Idaho. His plan, for those that don't know it, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution says, in no uncertain terms, that the federal government is not allowed to own land outside of Washington, D.C., unless it's for a military base or some needful building like that, and then only with the permission of the state where it's located. So the states are supposed to have control of all the land in their state. Well, California is 42% is claimed by the federal government. 42% of the landmass of California is claimed by the federal government. That's contrary to the Constitution. So Ammon plans to, when he becomes governor, which I hope he wins, he is going to take back all that federal land and return it to Idaho. So that is very, very scary to the bad guys, believe me. That's a monumental move. And if you check out his campaign and what he's planning to do, it's revolutionary. It really is. So just wanted to say that. And other than that, go to it, John.
Many of you know who I am. I am all about the oath of office and holding the public servants accountable to that oath. Yes. So, and when you talked about the oath, I got to say that there is something I do not agree with what you said, and so I've got to correct you. And it's for everybody here to learn, too. The officers do not take an oath to protect the people. They take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Support in terms of thought, word, and deed, and defend with their life if need be, is what they take an oath, and they have no idea of that.
My bad. You're right.
So I was on a I was on a video with Sheriff Mack was on there, and I said, support in terms of thought, word, and deed, and defend with their life, and he said he agrees with that. And that's, well, he can agree, but it just is that way. But nobody knows how to hold these public servants accountable to the oath that they took. And I was prepared a few weeks ago. I gave something to Ben to look at to promote the oath. And there was a remedy that someone would wanted, and I had spoke about that. You can depose any public servant. And hopefully he'll talk about that. And instead of running around putting out posters supporting these incumbents or whoever they are, or if they're returning, so whoever they are doesn't matter, because if they weren't qualified to be in office, and I've done this before at events, and I've even done it at Anthony's. And there was one woman, I remember she was a...
Renee.
Yeah, Renee. She said she was a mayor of a city. She took the oath, and so I said, you read the Constitution, right? Right. So you took the oath, right? So she took the oath, and she read the Constitution. And so I started questioning her, and this is what you can do to these public servants. I call them kiss-my-ass public servants, because they were required to qualify prior to entering the office to perform the duty for whatever it is they were hired for, whether it is the governor or dog catcher or judge or anybody in between. They are required to do two things: take and subscribe the oath of office. Take verbally in terms of thought, word, and deed, and to subscribe their name to it. We have to catch them at both ways. So mentally, they are verbalizing the words, and then we've got them on paper that they have signed that they will support and defend the Constitution for the United States of America. So this is what we're supposed to be doing. And so I asked her, where do you find the supremacy clause, for example? She says, they did away with that. Now, I wasn't listening to her because I had a mentality of asking her about the Constitution, which she took an oath to support and defend. So I can get her into a deposition, which I do want to get her into a deposition, and ask her, what exactly does that mean? Tell me more. So anyway, I continued and I said, where do you find the guarantee clause? Well, she just lightened up like a Christmas tree, and she thought that was really wonderful. No one had ever asked her that before. She never met anybody like me, and there isn't anybody like me. I have yet to see anybody who is doing anything like I'm doing on the oath of office. And so she wanted to get my information, and she said, I'll be in contact with you. I knew that was a lie. And then a week later, there was a man who was running for office, I forget, for Congress. Who?
Cordy Williams.
Yeah, Cordy Williams. And he had said he was a constitutionalist. And so I said, you're a constitutionalist? Yeah. And you read the Constitution? Yeah. And I later found out that he had been in the military, so that is a lifelong oath that he has to take and support. And he has to know this. And it's important to know that when you take the oath, you have to be an expert. You have to know exactly what it means, how it applies, how it doesn't apply. Otherwise, it's perjury and taking your oath. And in California, it's 1 to 14 years in state prison for violating your oath of office. And they keep getting away with this. So I asked him, I said, like mayor, I asked, where do you find the supremacy clause? He said, I don't know, but you probably do. Like, well, wait a minute. You said you were a constitutionalist. What are you doing? It's a joke.
Yeah.
On him. And then I asked him other things, and he got really violent because I found him out, and he didn't like it. But that's what happens when you find these imposters, and then somebody asks him a question about something on the Constitution, if he was going to be doing something in Congress about it if he was elected. Well, no, I couldn't do that because I couldn't get elected. Well, that's just continuing the criminal gang that was already there. We got to stop this. There was a man that ran Dan Waters last time for Congress, and he didn't make it. And I finally heard him talk at a chiropractor's office in Yorba Linda several weeks after that. So I had to make sure I was there to talk to him. And after everybody, all the cackling hens up there said, oh, what they're going to say, and we know who they are.
Yeah.
I said, I was in the back, and I waved to him. Remember me? Oh, yeah. You made an agreement with me. I was going to teach you the Constitution. And then the first time I showed up, you said, can we reschedule? I said, yes. And so the next time I show up, I was going to cancel. And on the way out, he had to leave for something. And I said, can we talk? And he said, no, call me. Well, no, I'm not going to chase after him. If he wants to know, he has to. So he didn't keep his word. He doesn't know the Constitution, and he wants to be a congressman. I said openly then, like I'm going to say to you now, this shit has got to stop.
Agreed.
It's got to stop.
Thank you, John. So let me just make a quick announcement real quick. Our lovely Marguerite has our donation box, and she's going to be walking around. If you can spare a dollar or two to help people's rights, I would really appreciate it. And just go up to her, and she's got the box for donations. And if you don't have them already, we've got brand new business cards on the table right here. So take a handful of those and help us pass those out. And I thank you very much.
So to continue what I started but hadn't finished.
Wait, are you continuing or are you done, John?
I'm not done. I never said I was done. He started talking, so I let him talk.
Ah, gee.
So,
is there time for me to talk, John?
Hold on.
Ah,
no,
gee.
I'm not finished. Hold on.
I never get any mic time.
Stop.
Nobody likes me.
So because of me, he said, I'm going to make a public announcement. He said, I'm never, ever going to run for public office again. And then and silently I was going, yay, one down, who's next? So
me.
So now you can talk all you want. All
right. Thank you, John, for your service. John, let's write affidavits together. Let's go after these people. I was going to call them something else. It's so rude. I caught myself. Did you see that? I'm getting good at this. Those people. Mine's going to be short and sweet. All right. I met a great guy. His name is Chief Black Bear. He showed up at Cindy's house, Cindy's church, so I went and listened to him speak, and I learned quite a bit in his small little 40-minute speech that he did in church. And I pulled him aside, had to speak with him, and he said yes, and so I am going to do a 3-part series class. It's going to be on Zoom, obviously, because all these morons are back on the street again. I wish they'd be hiding under their bed still. Make my life a lot easier. So the class starts tomorrow, Monday night. So it's a 3-part series class. If anybody's interested, it's in commercial law. How many of you leased a car or bought a car? How many of you ever signed that paperwork? You got bamboozled and you don't even know. Right, John? You got bamboozled. How can you be the debtor and take money from them, yet be called the creditor on the exact same piece of paper and credit them back the interest? Doesn't make sense, does it? The second you learn how to be in charge and be a king of your castle, all of these little troubles will go away. But you got to learn. You got to know. So it doesn't come for free. I don't make any money. I'm the middleman. Chief Black Bear is charging $100 for 3 classes. He wants to do it in 3 classes because he says there's a lot to learn and he doesn't want anybody to walk away going, oh, I better study this. He wants people to be done by the 3rd class and know it. There'll be support material. I have the link. I have the link to their website where you would be able to make the donation for the $100, and it starts tomorrow night, 7 p.m. It is going to be again Thursday night, 7 p.m., and the following Monday night, 7 p.m., and the class will be done. Commercial law, you all know how to get a hold of me if you're interested. Thank you.
I just want to make a quick announcement for me and I'm Mick. Me and Ben are helping Claudia Agras with her state Senate district. Yes, California State Senate District campaign. So her district includes from on the west side, East Hollywood, Los Feliz, Silver Lake. I live in Silver Lake. And then on the east, all the way to Lincoln Heights, North Eagle Rock, Glassell Park, and down south Boyle Heights, little part of East LA. And so we have some info on her on that far table over there. So she supports basically common sense, parental rights, bodily autonomy, medical privacy, law and order, lower gas prices, lower taxes, keeping businesses open. You know, the common sense, the anti-woke stuff. Claudia Agras, so check it out. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Mick. So some information from the front. I get reports all the time of people who are having their rights violated. And this is something I think everybody should hear. One of our members recently had to take her son to the hospital. To UCLA Medical Center County Hospital. And he had a swelling of his eye. And so they were obviously very concerned about that. But what happened to them in the hospital was extremely disturbing. They made all kinds of efforts to separate her son from her and to admit him and get him tested for COVID and monkeypox. And they were using deception even to try to separate them. So you've got to be very alert. If you step out of the room, if you have a child or something in a hospital, if you step out of the room, they're doing things now without your consent. So what this doctor had in mind was he was going to admit him without his consent. He was going to say it's a medical emergency and, you know, admit him and take charge and take away his rights. So they literally had to sneak out of the hospital. So be aware of that when you go to the hospital. There might be something very nefarious going on.
Were they not allowing them to leave voluntarily?
That's correct. They kept keeping him. The doctor was insisting that he be admitted. They tried to separate them when he had his MRI scan. And anytime they had him separated, they were communicating by text. So they were telling the mother that he consented to be admitted, and he was telling her via text that he did not consent. So they were lying to both of them. So this is a very scary situation, and they're up to something very, very nasty. So be aware of that. Sure.
This just made me remember one of our rallies was at St. John's. Do you guys, who was at St. John's rally? Ben, were you there? Yeah, hospital. Yeah, in Santa Monica. And these doctors were gaslighting us, and they were saying that we are not allowed to come into their hospital. So I said, wait a second. What about, you know, the code that you swore upon, which is to do no harm? So if one of us was sick, you wouldn't treat us? And they're like, no. And they were like flicking us off. Some of them, like, especially when we went around the nurses, I said, is this appropriate behavior? Because I'm telling you, if I was in your position, I would treat you just the same, even if you didn't agree with me on things. I mean, this is evil. This is straight up evil. This is why I don't trust the hospitals. And I will tell you, when I was having my child, when I first went into the hospital, they told me that I should get a cesarean. And I'm telling you, thank God I listened to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's like, this doctor is lying. So I didn't get it. And I said, I'm going to wait for my doctor the next day. I said, you're not my doctor. I'm going to wait for my doctor. He's coming in the next day. I'm fine. Like, I knew I was fine, right? My doctor comes in. I said, you know, the doctor before you told me I need a cesarean. He said, why? And I said, wow, I'm glad I listened. Wow. And I pushed 3 times and she was out.
Wow. Because of what you said, I have to tell you something that happened to me personally, okay. Which is the end of February, I was in a traffic accident. And I was leaving, I was almost to I-15 off of 138 from Palmdale, and some Chinamen made a turn right into me, boom, and tore off the entire right side of my car. I did a 360 spin and landed up on the other side of the highway facing opposing traffic. But that's not really what I wanted to make. They took me by ambulance, and I wish now I hadn't. I went to the hospital. They wanted me to take the, they wanted to know if I took the jab. I said no. They wanted me to put the thing up my nose. I said no. They wanted me they wanted to take my temperature. I said no. And they said, go and wait in the lobby. So I went in the lobby, and it was so noisy there. I was talking to my phone. I went outside. And then when I wanted to go back in, they wouldn't let me in unless I agreed to all those 3 things. I said no. And so then they called the San Bernardino City Police on me, and they said they want you off the property or I'm going to take you into custody. I'm taking you to jail. And I had been in a major traffic accident. I was traumatized. And so then I had to wait to call somebody to pick me up. It was like at 7 o'clock at night. It was, this was started at about 11 o'clock in the morning. And so they never did treat me. They never did anything. And I've been traumatized from that for many months. And so...
Well, there you go. The hospitals, man.
Yeah. So I've never been seen by a doctor yet. Community hospital in San Bernardino.
It's like all the big hospitals are in on it.
Yeah, that's why I'll take the money.
Yeah. And I'm still traumatized and I cannot finish the paperwork for this. Oh, there's a little something else I have to tell you. The tow company, the CHP, had a tow company come. They took the car, which they shouldn't have. I didn't give them permission. And then I tried to get things out of my car, and it was like hell. And I had to sign paperwork. And then later they sent me a bill for the car that was totaled. And they're going to send me to collection for it. Yeah, so it's just insanity upon insanity.
It's a racket.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a racket.
Yeah. I think there's a book, it's a racket. Yeah.
All right, folks, that's it for this week's meeting. Thank you all for coming. It's greatly appreciated. Love to see you all here. Commiserate with your friends. Have fun.